This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Bill Nye is known as the science guy. His recent YouTube videos make him more of a pro-abortion guy who attempts to argue for abortion on the basis of his scientific understanding. Professors Robert George and Patrick Lee point out in a recent column that it appears the science guy is the one who does not understand logic and science. Bill Nye's videos many times use a non sequitur to make a point. This is a logical fallacy where the conclusion does not follow from the original statement. A good example is his discussion of the many fertilized embryos that do not result in newborn babies. Robert George and Patrick Lee remind us that the fact that many human embryos die at an early stage of development does not mean that they are not embryonic human beings. The high rate of infant mortality in many parts of the country doesn't mean that these infants were not human beings. At the core of his video is an attempt to pit religion against science. Those of us who are pro-life have nothing more than deeply held beliefs based upon a book written 5,000 years ago that says that when a man and a woman have sexual intercourse, they always have a baby. Is any of this true? Many who are pro-life have come to that conclusion apart from the Bible, but based upon the scientific fact that a human being begins at fertilization. Even the oldest parts of the Bible weren't written 5,000 years ago. What about his last statement? Robert George and Patrick Lee remind us that no one who is familiar with the Bible would dream of attributing to any such nonsense because it prominently includes stories of married couples such as Abraham and Sarah who desire for children to be frustrated by infertility. This video illustrates the lengths to which pro-abortion advocates must go in order to make their case. Science and logic are actually on the side of those who are pro-life. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Take Kirby and the Point of View team with you on the go with the Point of View app. Search for Point of View Radio at the Apple or Google Play stores.